D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on The Hardline, something we do every Wednesday as we remember those who have recently passed away by considering how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Currently, we are, I believe, in mid-trifecta, aren't we? Mid-room?
Working on room 405, currently occupied by John Amos.
Okay. The Amos.
Well, let's get
the
him.
The anus?
Let's get him a friend today because I was bummed to find out.
Well, let's welcome our dear friend in.
The tiebreaker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's up with that?
I'm sorry, Donnie. This is Donovan Lewis.
Yeah.
Dear,
kind of treat
friend.
Me like Jerry Jones does.
I didn't mean that.
He won't talk to you because you're not a real football
I
man.
Just, I thought, I need him in the room, you know? I needed to see him. But, I don't know what just happened.
Are you okay?
I'm a little choked up.
He's not.
He's sad about Dikembe.
Yeah, this is a very sad Donovan. friend of the show and just a guy who brought joy for many, many years. Dikembe Mutombo is no longer with us. He died a few weeks ago from brain cancer at the age of 58.
Rob Schneider said it was the jab that killed
brain
him.
Cancer. Gray. Okay, we're not going to bring Rob Schneider and what he said.
Dr. Schneider to you, Bob.
Into this discussion on my watch. I just can't do it. Dikembe, an 8-time NBA All-Star, an All-NBA player 3 times, a Defensive Player of the Year 4 times, and you can go right down the list. He... on the career list of block shots, he trails one man. Do you know who that man is?
Mark Eaton.
No.
Eaton ain't cheating.
Eaton is 5th.
Worm.
Dennis Rodman? No.
No.
That's a horrible
Wilt
guess.
Chamberlain.
Ah, no. Bill
Kareem.
Russell.
Dwight
Bill
Powell.
Russell.
Kareem is 3rd.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell is, I think, probably pre-block shots.
Alonzo Mourning.
Dan Marino.
The answer is Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh. Hakeem Olajuwon.
But Dikembe Mutombo is 2nd.
Oh, so 2 Africans.
Whoa.
God, why did you say that with your chest?
Ooh. What?
Good.
Just chill
gosh,
out a
dude.
Little bit, man.
Why can't I say that?
You just
said it so loudly.
Yeah, you really acted like you enjoyed it.
Timeout, Davidson.
I would punch you in the face if you were in studio right now. Donovan.
Just like you yelled Hakeem when he was asleep. You just,
Hakeem!
Golly, dude.
Mount Mutombo.
Chill out.
Mount Mutombo is from Congo.
Yeah.
Which I believe, do we call...
Congo.
Congo used to be Zaire, right? Or is it the other way around?
Is it the Republic of Congo?
Yeah.
Let's ask Lando.
Lando, what do you know about this?
I think it was a book by Michael Crichton.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Whoa. Anyway, Mutombo did not grow up playing basketball. He was a soccer player as a child. And his older brother and his father encouraged him to try the sport. Because, you know.
After watching Airplane.
He was on his way to being 7'2".
Africa!
He wound up playing 18 years in the NBA and was absolutely beloved by many.
Didn't we see that that piece that Junior Miller tweeted out upon his death, not Junior's death, but Dikembe's death, that when he went to Georgetown, he was there to study medicine, and John Thompson talked him into trying out for the team, right?
Yeah, it's... The details there are a little sketchy. I've had a couple
that
accounts.
That might be like a folk tale or something?
Well, no. First of all, when he was a young lad growing up, John Thompson did get a tip from a administrator in the U.S. Embassy in the Congo. And that man, his name was Herman Henning. And he was a former basketball coach, and he sent word to John Thompson that, hey, you're going to want to check out this Dikembe Mutombo fellow. And Mutombo at the time was 21 when he came to Georgetown. And this, I'm going to read you a paragraph from the New York Times obit because I can't believe this. It says, after playing only intramural basketball during his freshman year while gaining fluency in English, Mutombo abandoned his pre-med courses to play basketball to the demands of college basketball. He switched to a double major in linguistics and diplomacy, and he spoke French, English, Spanish, Portuguese, and five African languages. I just want to go back to the original detail that as a freshman at 7'2", he played intramurals. And he wasn't on the actual basketball team.
Like, my kid right now is playing intramural basketball in college.
Yes.
Can you imagine into the gym and there's like a 7'2" dude?
Guy.
Against guys like us. Though his basketball skills were initially raw, Mutombo trained during the summers with other Georgetown big men, Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning, and began to really get his skills going and turn into a real force. And by his senior season at Georgetown, like Noah Brown, by his senior season at Georgetown, where now he's like 24, 25 years old, Mutombo averaged 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots a game. And he was just amazing. But John Thompson said he's just a baby in basketball. He doesn't totally know what he's doing. But he also wasn't brought up being given things and being told how great he is. So he just wants to get better. So that part, it does sound like the Giannis thing a little bit. Like he's not from basketball culture. He just now sees all these doors open up because he's really good, and it's this drug to him now that, oh my gosh, this is my calling.
And this was right at the end of the Georgetown run of dominance, right?
Like, Iverson would come right after him, right?
Okay,
Were they there together, Donnie? Do you remember that?
They would have to have won a championship if they were there together.
Yeah, Iverson was after him. I'm sorry. That's a bad.
Didn't you guys think that Georgetown was an HBCU?
100%. I thought it was all black.
I did too.
Absolutely.
I had no idea that all the black people were on the basketball team.
Everyone.
Every single student. Yes.
Yeah, so he turned out to be the fourth pick in the 1991 draft, and Larry Johnson, Kenny Anderson, and Billy Owens from Syracuse went first. And he went on to a very, very decorated career. And at the risk of going too far over time, I just want to say he was great. He was known for the finger wag. He had the second most blocks in NBA history. He's way up on the rebound list as well. And he was a pleasant guy that everyone seemed to enjoy. But that's not why he's a great human. He's a great human because every day of his life, he was trying to help his homeland. And he built a hospital, and he sent back money, and he was in the forefront in fighting disease, right down to COVID in Africa. He was at the forefront of that. He just made a difference every day and used basketball not as his identity, but as an instrument to make those who looked up to him live better lives. And I just think, this is what a life is all about, right? Is not being caught up in self, but finding good opportunities and then saying, how can I help other people with this?
He is the ultimate rare bird in sports and in life. He used every nickel that he had to help others.
Seriously.
Every nickel
he
that he had.
Millions and millions back to Africa to try to help his country and other countries.
Everybody just chill out.
Affected by hunger, disease, poverty. This is a dude who made a difference.
It was like the African your pants.
Okay, you know what?
Stop leaning into it. Everybody, just be nice. We can all
chill
be nice.
Out.
I agree with you, Donnie. I don't know what's going on with everybody today, but I submit to you Dikembe Mutombo for consideration.
Would he be as popular if he didn't have the Muppet voice? Like, that helped everything, right?
Yeah,
not only
it's
was
all
he
part
good at
it.
Basketball and great humanitarian and all that, the voice, that's like a third of his personality.
I'm sorry.
Whoa,
what?
Whoa.
Jeez.
I quit.
Is he in or not?
Twice.
Yeah, Lando.
Whoa, Bob.
Of course he is.
Chill out.
Is he? You know what
everybody,
I said. You,
everybody, calm down.
Stop doing that.
I swear to God.
Bob, we already know he's not in studio. We already know.
That's the only reason you guys are doing this.
All right, Donovan, you got to stop doing that right now.
DJ? Yes, he is in.
Okay.
Him. Worthy.
Worthy indeed. All right. He joins John Amos. John the Amos.
What a jerk.
And yeah, they have so much to talk about.
You guys are Donnie vote.
That's, you sure didn't. Hey, you know what? As the only African American here, I say yes because of two images. The Geico commercial and him with the ball after they defeated the one seed in that five-game series. That's iconic. That's on pretty much every single image the NBA will put out.
The first 8 seed ever to beat a one seed.
In a five-game series when they beat Seattle.
And then, of course, the Geico commercial.
And think about how much he'll have to talk about with John Amos. John Amos, of course, the star of Roots.
Okay, we're done here.
What? God, there's three strikes,
they
man.
They can talk so much about Africa.
Stop it.
You know what? I'm driving down there. Just meet me outside in the parking lot. It's time.
Okay.
It's time.
All right. I'm going to get my ass kicked
John
in about
Amos
11
is
minutes.
Like, so Zamunda isn't a real place?
He's selling them on McDowell's. Like, look, you gave everything you had. Let me tell you about McDowell's.
All right, Donovan, thank you. And thank you to DJ for a life well lived.
Thank you.